for a Wednesday with a W. Do we have you, sir?
Well. Hey. It's that time again, kids. Good morning. It's a
yes.
It's a Wednesday. What do we call this?
Wednesday. With W.
You know we
with me.
You. That's
with you.
Hello,
Wednesday
with
me.
President.
Wednesday with W.
Hi.
Which is you.
What another lovely day we're having again, aren't we?
I know, right?
So, welcome to springtime in Texas. Well, it's not quite spring in Texas.
Oh,
it's,
not yet.
It's kind of our NBC spring preview.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're going to show you taste the stuff you don't like, so half of it gets canceled, and then we'll keep the other part.
Well, that's nice.
That's right. We have the perfect combination of mountain cedar combined with our weekly tornado drills.
Seemingly.
So you'd think that'd be enough for keeping people to move to this state, wouldn't it?
No, you can't stop us.
Well, if you don't, you know what they say, of course, it's famous. You know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Wait
it'll
5
change.
Minutes.
That's right.
Wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Same will go for your neighborhood, too, if you like these states.
Hey, someone's right.
Speaking of neighborhoods, hey, Slappy, anybody yelled at you lately?
No, that hasn't happened recently.
You know, you can always come over, and I just laid down some new Scott's Weed and Seed Turf Builder.
Oh, okay.
Fancy.
I can come over?
I can think of no better person to spread some fertilizer across my yard than you.
Oh, thank you. That's
hey, you!
Yeah.
Get on my lawn.
Get on the lawn.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're supposed to have all the bad weather stuff that's supposed to be, not today,
okay,
tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's all tomorrow
okay.
Afternoon and evening.
That's very good, because I don't need... I don't need tonight. Pete Delkin's coming on my TVs and disrobing as I watch that show.
Last
the
week.
New show.
Uh-huh.
You're going to watch the show?
You know.
You're watching it.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yes!
You know what I mean.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
You excited about this show just like KB?
Oh, it's going to be a train wreck.
We're going to... Honestly, all this time I was misinformed. I thought the farmer wanted Kubota.
Yes, so you bought a farm.
And now you want a wife.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, is this show going to require the use of a loafing shed?
Maybe.
A loafing shed?
By the way, we have too many sheds. All right, there's too many sheds.
Too many?
No, there's
too many.
There's loafing sheds.
Yeah.
There's she sheds.
Uh-huh.
There's man caves.
Yeah.
Which is also a
right.
shed.
That's right.
Shed
house.
Yeah. There's the outbuilding.
Yeah.
There's a side shed. There's a shack.
Yeah.
But that's usually made out of wood right now. How many dang sheds is bullshed?
Oh. Too many, huh?
And to be honestly, most farmers probably just happy with a brand new shed.
That's right.
Right?
Let's have that
no
show.
Kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That being said, later on today, I'm going to go into my painting shack.
Are you? So, it's a shack, not a shack.
Some landscapes right there on the back 40 of my property.
The back 40.
It needs fertilizer.
Okay, all right. Enjoy that.
It is, as you said, International Women's Day.
International?
That's right, International Women's Day.
I want to give all the brave and courageous. I've been so blessed. I've had so many brave, inspiring, courageous women surrounding me throughout my life. My lovely wife, Laura.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Laura,
been fortunate. You know, because as behind every great man.
Behind every great man is a great woman.
Shed.
Yeah. But and a shed.
Maybe a shed.
And a shed, right? Yeah.
And that's why a farmer wants a wife.
There we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday with W.
Thank you, sir.
With KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.